Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. As I record this, it is sunset time here in Ottawa, and many birds are chirping. It's already 8:30 in the evening, but the sun is still hanging low on the horizon. The longest day of the year is coming soon. How are you feeling about that? What I know for sure is that once the day starts to become shorter again after June 21st, I will feel a little sad, even though the summer will still continue for a few more months. Today I wanted to share with you a story that I heard from somebody else when I was in high school. When I was in high school in Japan, I used to attend a local cram school for extra science lessons after my regular school. In my second year of high school, I took classes in math, physics, and chemistry. And my physics teacher in particular had a very good storytelling skill. At the time, he had a 2-year-old daughter, and he often told us about some daily episodes with his daughter. And what I'm going to share with you in today's episode is one of those stories. I don't know why suddenly I remembered that story, but when I did, I couldn't help laughing again, so I thought of sharing it with you. I hope that you will enjoy it. A Daddy's Negotiation. When I was in high school, I used to attend a cram school, taking extra lessons in science subjects to enhance my overall study progress. A few evenings a week, after my regular school classes, I traveled to my cram school near the train station and attended the lectures. The teachers I had at the cram school were all wonderful, both in terms of their knowledge and their personalities, and I always looked forward to attending these evening classes. My physics teacher in particular had a wonderful storytelling skill. After the break time, he always shared some interesting story from his life to entertain us before diving into the second half of the lesson. At the time, his daughter was about 2 years old. He was a very actively involved parent, and on his off days, he often went out to a nearby park to play with his daughter. One fine weekend, he and his daughter were playing in the park as usual. In the sandpit, there were several other little children accompanied by their mothers. After some time, a group of teenage girls came to the park and started to make loud noises. A tension rippled across the faces of the mothers in the sandpit. They didn't want to have such loud noises around their precious daughters and sons. The teenagers' presence almost felt like a threat to their innocent toddlers. My physics teacher and his daughter were the only ones who were unaffected by this whole event and continued to play happily, until the mother's whispering voices reached my teacher's ears. "I wonder why he's not moving," one mother said, frowning her face. "That's right, he's a father. He should go and talk to them so that they will stop making that noise." My teacher tried to ignore all the signals sent to him by the mothers, but finally, they were too much to bear. He stood up with his daughter in his arm and walked over to the group of teenage girls not sure what exactly he was supposed to do. The moment he approached them, the girls tensed and showed a rebellious attitude. "Hi, guys," my teacher started talking to the girls with a smile on his face. "What a fine day it is today. Are you guys having fun?" The girls were silent. They didn't think there was anything much to be said about the topic. Looking at their cold reaction, my teacher thought of another way to open a conversation. "You see those little kids playing in the sandpit?" He pointed to the other side of the park. The girls nodded. At this point, they were all looking down, annoyed, thinking that he was also going to complain about their behaviors like many other adults. My teacher sensed the delicate situation and decided to approach this conversation strategically. As he looked at the girls, he noticed that they were wearing school sport uniforms with their names on their chests. He had an idea. "Alice," he pointed to one girl. The girl was startled to be addressed by her name and looked up. "Tell me, how do you think those mothers with little toddlers feel about hearing loud noises next to them?" "Not good," the girl replied. "I see," said my teacher thoughtfully. "Now, Betty," he pointed to another girl. She also looked up, alarmed. "Imagine and tell me the feeling of an only father in the playground who is forced by the mothers to come to you and complain about the noise on behalf of them." The moment he said it, the girls let out a small laugh. "The battle is over," thought my teacher. "I won." "So, would you be so kind to tone down your voices a bit and spare this poor father the nerve-wracking task of being a middleman?" The girls laughed and gladly agreed to reduce their volume, and my teacher walked back to the sandpit in peace. All the mothers cheered upon his return. Suddenly, he was now a hero who conquered the teenagers.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. For more story photographs, you can also visit my website, mabelandolive.com, where I write a story every weekday. That's mabel-and-olive.com. Until next time, stay warm and happy.